man. Wow. Man. Okay, let's start by everyone's comfortable, seated. Anyone needs anything? Cappuccino, coffee, anything? We set? We good? The presence of the Lord is here? We good. That's all we need. I'm going to go over a few scriptures. Turn to John chapter 5. And the title of this message is, Don't Wait Until the Battle's Over? And I explain that later. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now is at Jerusalem by the sheep market, a pool, which is called in Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five pouches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For the angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first, after the troubled water, stepped in was made whole of whosoever disease he had. And a certain man was there, which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he saith unto him, Wilt thou be made whole? And do you notice? The impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. And Jesus simply said, Jesus saith unto him, Rise, take up thy bed and walk. That was really something to me. People were waiting for troubled water to be in the pool. And that wasn't what made that man whole. Because if the water was a big issue, when he came up to to say, well, I have no one to put me in the pool, he would have grabbed him up, be like, and there you go. But the pool wasn't the main issue. The man's faith was the issue. Okay, we're rolling right along because I want everyone to get this. Okay, turn to Matthew, the 9th chapter. and I'm starting at the 20. And behold, a woman, which was diseased with a issue of blood 12 years, came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, if I touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. And I'm just going to stop right there. She stated what was going to happen. She stated her fate. Jesus didn't come to her and say, well, if you touch the hem of my garment, you shall be made whole. No. She said by her faith what was going to be done. But Jesus turned him about. When he saw her, he said, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. You know, I can remember, you know, I always got a story. And about 10 years ago, I was listening to this religious program, I don't know what it was, and they were talking about prayer cloth. If you donate such and such money, you will receive a prayer cloth. And whatever you pray for is, your solutions will be solved. Miracle in cloth. The point I was trying to make about the man and the river, it doesn't take all that. It doesn't take all that. All he needs is your faith. Your faith is what carries you out. Okay, moving right along. We can get this. Amen? I think this is the same woman. It may not be, but I think it's different people's account of when of the event. Okay, go to Luke 8, and I'm going to start at verse 42. For he had only one daughter, about 12 years, and she was laid dying. But as he went to the people, throng him. And a woman having an issue of blood for 12 years, which has spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any, came behind him and touched the border of his garment. And immediately her issue of blood stretched. And Jesus said, who touched me? There's a question mark. When all denied Peter and they that were with him said, Master, the multitude thronged thee and pressed thee and sayest thou, who touched me? I mean, you're in the middle of just a crowd full of people, and then you're asking, who touched you? And I guess the disciples didn't see what was going on. And, okay, I'm going to try to work this out a little bit more, because it's very important for y'all to get this. And Jesus says, somebody has touched me, for I perceive that virtue is gone out of me. And when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling, falling down before him. She declared unto before all the people of what cause she had touched him, and how she was healed immediately. The woman, the point, and I'm so grateful for us being on one accord, because the word was faith. What shook Jesus was the woman's faith. Not, it wasn't that she touched him. It was how she touched him. Okay, I'm going to back up here, because we really need to get this. Okay. It's a faith walk. You know, of course, I have a story. About 20 years ago, I was on my home, you know, working, had a good job, and me being young, I had difficulties. The money wasn't flowing the way I wanted to. And I was depressed. I was behind in my rent, behind in my car payment. And I got up to go to work. And I got at the door. I was like, no. I went to my prayer closet and I prayed. I actually petitioned God. I said, well, if I'm doing this, this, and this, you have to do this. You have to supply my needs. If I'm paying my tithes and abiding by your word, and I was like, my needs are not being met. I was like, is it something I'm missing? So when I prayed, went to my prayer closet, when I prayed, I proceeded to go to work, praising God. Because we know the definition of faith is sight unseen. No matter what the circumstances is, you rejoice. And I got to work and got to my department. You know, I left my troubles at home. I went to work. And when my coworker said, Antoine, what's your last name? I said, Martin. He said, you're not going to believe this. We had a drawing today. I said, oh, really, a drawing? Drawing of what? and he proceeds to say, Antoine, you need to check with the supervisor. I think you won $1,000. And I looked at him like, praise God. You know, I'm dealing with no food, but see the issue of me not having any food. My parents was 5 minutes away. I could have called on them. Dad could have greased my palm a little bit, gave me some little dough. But the point is, I went to my creator. Let me say this. If you owned a Mercedes-Benz and you had free maintenance, whatever's going wrong with the car, you don't have to worry about it being repaired because it's already taken care of. So, I don't know, but you, if I have a Benz, I'm not going to Bubba's Mechanics. I'm going to the Mercedes dealership. I'm going to McGeorge because they were the creator of the car. So they know exactly what's wrong. You don't have to have some backyard mechanic troubleshooting and Googling and doing all this and that. You go to the source. You go to the one that created you. I can remember, well, no more stories, but I'm a big Andy Griffin fan. Somebody heard me. And I can remember one of the characters is Otis, old drunk. But you notice, he got it down to a science. He put himself in jail, but when he got ready to come out, he came out. So my question is, what's the deal with us? We have the key to get out of situations. We have the key. Otis just walk on out. We can do the same thing. We have the key. We're supposed to have faith to overcome all our situations. And it saddens me. I was listening to my brother Eric about us being part of the royal family. But my question is, if we part of the royal family, why are we living like second, third, and fourth class citizens? The reason why I always pick the text, or the Lord leads me to text when Jesus was walking, but because miracles were performed and everything, you know. But we know Jesus is not dead. So he's living. So I'm not looking for some living water to heal me. I'm going to go to the living God. I'm going to go to the creator. Because the same miracles he performed then, if he's not dead, he's doing it now. Healing. God shall supply all my needs. Today, same God today. You have illustrations in, but they were foundations of what's going on today. He haven't failed me. You know? He haven't failed me. Okay, we moving. the reason why the title, I titled it a question mark, because of what you do in the battle decides your victory. I mean, I remember that song, "Don't fight to the battle, don't wait till the battle's over, shout now." I put a question mark there because everyone has a battle. Everyone has a race. And depending on what you do, depends on your outcome. Whether you moan and complain now, or you shout right now, whether you sing right now. With a woman in labor this week doing the Tootsie Roll, no matter whatever you do, it depends on your outcome. It depends on what's going on. I wouldn't advise the Tootsie Roll thing, but it was carrying events, so I just threw it in there. But you know what I'm saying. We have to always stay on the mark. If we know there's a need, don't rush to go to your friends. Don't rush to go to somebody you know got money. Go to the person who created you. Go to God. Put everything in God's hands and leave it there. You know, I have a thing where I only ask God to do things one time. And then what I do beyond that, I thank him for it. For example, I was thanking God for a supervisor position on my job 2 years before I got it. Yeah, this was a while ago, but I'm saying it. You thank God. You only say one time what the issue is, and besides, God knows you. He already knows your need. All you got to do is thank him for it and rejoice. Man, God is really moved today. Soon as I came in the door, the praises was going up. So I knew then I really didn't have to be up here long because everything that was going on was my message. Faith, believing, sight unseen, thanking him, praising him. Man. Sometimes we have to realize who we serve. It's no reason to want for anything. Because we gotta realize his time is not our time. So we just thank him. And since I did that principle of thanking God, I'm thanking God for things right now that slowly coming to pass. We have to realize what we put our faith in. Do we put our faith in man? Bubba the mechanic? Or the creator. Go straight to the source. You know, and that's about all I have to say today.